So God is immeasurably glad that you are listening to Him at this very moment, for in His Word, He actually gives to you those wondrous gifts. Over these past 8 months or so, there have been many events and celebrations that were canceled. Weddings, graduations, birthday parties, showers, gender reveals, all the list seems to go on and on and on. Others have taken place in somewhat limited fashion or sometimes by creative means. Drive-bys have been managed for quite a few of these, although I haven't heard of any drive-by weddings taking place. And while most of us were hoping that there'd be some sense of normalcy by time the holidays, Thanksgiving has already been radically changed, and many expect the same for everything in December as well. We really, in fact, don't have any idea what 2021 will bring, well, except for one thing. And that one thing is that 2021 will continue to bring grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, whether we recognize it or not, those wondrous gifts have been ours, yours, and mine since the day of our baptism. We could look farther back, but let's just look back a little bit at 2020. All the times when you or I or anyone cried out in despair, whenever we were bad citizens, whenever we hoarded toilet paper, whenever we wished for the year to be ended or maybe even our life to be ended or clenched a fist and yelled out at God in anger, during all of those times and during every time in between, He has been saying to you and to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in your weakness." Why is that true? Well, He said it in the words Don just read. Verse 7, He says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will according to His purpose, which He sent forth in Christ." That's what He's talking about when He seeks to give His grace to you and to me and to all, not just now, but at all times. And that peace that He promises to provide along with His grace, what does verse 13 say? He says, "In Him you also, when you heard this word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit, the one who's also known as Comforter, the Peace Bringer, the Counselor, the one who delivers that peace that passes all human understanding. Yes, my friends, we have missed celebrations this year, and we're going to miss more in the days and months to come. In fact, throughout our lives, we're always missing something along the way. But, that's not the bottom line, or even the theme of this year. For those who are known by Christ and live in His loving arms, we live with this sure promise: grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And thus, by the power of that Holy Spirit working in us, we are able to say this year and always with Paul and all the other saints, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." In His name, amen. For as Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you may come here today saying, "I am so ready for 2020 to be over. I've certainly heard many people saying that. But I'm coming here saying something a little bit different today. I'm saying I am so ready for the last enemy to be destroyed. And that last enemy is death. Way back in June, I think it was June 12th, my mother-in-law, Monica's mom, was called home. We had not seen her since February. She hadn't really known any of us for close to 10 years. We were one of the families fortunate to have a funeral, but it was when we were shut off from so many people at the time, and so many others were struggling, that we didn't really receive the support or encouragement that we desired, that we really needed at a time like that. And this is the case for family after family during this pandemic. In fact, I was supposed to have a memorial service in a couple weeks from today, and that's been postponed indefinitely again. And then yesterday, I buried two members of our St. Thomas family and have another funeral this coming Wednesday. It's easy to become so focused on that last enemy, death, that we really miss God's point with all of these words that he's giving to us. In Adam all die. Ouch! That's a harsh reality that slaps us in the face. And it seems to slap us almost every day. As I was preparing this, I realized that I'm within 2 years of the age at which my father died. My wife, Monica, had multiple relatives who died at the age of 42. And our list of names, people submitting them, are right around 40 for today. Yes, we all will die. Death and destruction are not only all around us, but they saturate our entire being. But for those who are in Christ Jesus, as absolutely true as all of this is, it is only a small part, a fraction of the story. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. You see, my friends, a theme of our life story is not death or destruction. The theme is deliverance. And everything will happen according to God's appointed time and purpose, including Christmas, which is just about a month today, from today. At that time, we'll be reminded of when Christmas took place, because in one of those scripture readings, we'll read, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son. God's time, the fullness of time, he sent his Son. And he didn't just send his Son to Bethlehem to be a human baby. He sent his Son also to die on the cross for our sins and to be raised again on the third day, the first fruits of the resurrection. He was sent as our deliverer. Yes, it is true what we read together at the beginning of our service. We were buried with Christ by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. In other words, our deliverance, though not complete at this time, is a present and sure reality. It's the real deal. There's just this last enemy yet to be destroyed, death. which is exactly why I started out by saying, I am so ready for that last enemy to be destroyed. What happens when that last enemy is destroyed? Well, verse 24 tells us, then comes the end. When he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and every power. Now, it calls it the end, but really it's the beginning, isn't it? And what's the story until that end that is really a beginning? Is it just a story of death and destruction? No. What does verse 25 say? It says, he must reign until he puts all his enemies under his feet. In other words, Christ reigns here today. And thus, all things that go on in our lives are according to his plans and loving purposes, which, if you remember what we talked about a little bit earlier in the service, is always about God giving to us and us living in his grace and peace this day and every day. Now, it may be a struggle today and other days. There are going to be times when we are depressed, times when we are overwhelmed, times when we are just worn out. But we are never destroyed, for Christ reigns in our hearts. And when that last enemy is destroyed, our deliverance will be complete. And we will see Christ in all of his glory, and we will be raised as the rest of the resurrection to spend eternity with him. All because of that grace and peace that is ours through Jesus Christ our Lord. In his name, amen.